Welcome to 19 Witches, a podcast all about rock music. I'm Luke, that's all you need to know about me. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Monster Magnet's new album, A Better Dystopia. So this is a cover album, which it doesn't feel like that at all. When you see a band that release sort of cover songs, the albums feel disjointed. They don't feel like an album, just feel like a collection of songs. This does not sound like that at all. This sounds like a proper Monster Magnet album. And you just like, I can't believe that they didn't write these songs. But you can see what they have been influenced by right back to the 60s, 70s. But there are also some newer bands, you know, the last few years. And Dave Windhoff just wanted to do whatever he wanted to do and put together a collection of songs that work as an album. You have to listen to this as an album. I know that's difficult to do these days. You've listened to it on the internet and on your iPhones or your iPod. You know, when you have the all the tracks on mix or something, but you've got to listen to this in order. And it is a real album, which is kind of rare these days, I think. And if you're a Monster Magnet fan, you would love it. And if you're not, I can't believe you're not. It's the company. There's non-Monster Magnet fans out there. But it's a good one to start with. Well, maybe not to start with. You know, if you want to listen to them, go back to the beginning. But you've got to listen to them as albums. You know, take each album. You've got to take each album as they are. They do produce good albums. And this one is, I was really looking forward to it. I should have said this on the last podcast. I actually got to see them live at the beginning of the year from Hell 2020. Can you believe that? Right back in January at Kentish Town O2 Forum, I got to see my favourite band live. They did a power trip tour, and it was amazing. And then after that, the whole world seemed to go crazy. It was kind of still normal at the time before lockdown, before the whole coronavirus thing. But back then, just before I got to see them, which I'm really pleased to do. And I don't know when the power trip tour stopped after that. I know that a lot of bands probably couldn't gig, so they kind of started. Hopefully, there's a lot of bands working on new albums. But Dave Windhoff didn't want to produce a new album without a way of new original songs, because he was like, if I can't tour, and he didn't want to just go out there and not produce these, get these songs out there, so it was just like a cover album, and it's done really well. This is what it says on the website, Monster Magnet's website, which is great. Take a trip inside the mind of the psychedelic rock legend Dave Windhoff with Monster Magnet's A Better Dystopia, a delightful psychonic selection of proto-metal and late-era psych songs that fit the band like a glove. That is perfectly, that exactly right way of saying it. It's got some wonderfully obscure song choices and an excellent sequencing. The mighty Monster Magnet paid homage to some of their favourite songs of all time, crafting another exciting and unique listening experience, unlike what they've become famous for. Sorry, I read that wrong. A unique listening experience, unlike what they became famous for. While the album marks a new frontier for Monster Magnet as their first cover record, this is not your typical standard set of released to past times. Windhoff is at the top of his game on A Better Dystopia, howling, croning, and speaking whatever it takes to get the emotional message of these very special tunes across, delivering each lyric in his own style. So the album opens with Diamond Mind, and Dave Windhoff recreates a classic monologue by Dave Diamond, an American radio DJ whose programs in the late 60s and early 70s helped popularize many psychedelic and acid rock bands. And then it goes into the classic by Hawkwind. So yeah, go through the list. It starts with the Diamond Mind, it's called, and he's just speaking. It's just like a way of the Dave Diamond used to open up his radio show, and it's amazing. It's the bizarrest lyrics ever, and you should definitely try and look. You can see what influence this must have had on Dave Windoff with his just weird lyrics, and that's why I'm a fan of Master Magnet, is because of the, I don't know, we mean weird, I just mean, no, I do mean weird. It's just strange, it's not all, it's just weirdness, and that's what I like. So yes, the first one is Diamond Mind. The second song is Born to Go, which by the legendary band Hawkwind, and this is how they used to open their show, and that's what Dave liked. He liked this way. Was Hawkwind used to open their show, and he's done a lot of videos, so you can go onto YouTube and just search if you're a fan, and he's done like a track by track from every song he's talked about, and he sort of goes off and tells you how Hawkwind used to have these sort of half naked women dancing on stage. So yeah, Hawkwind is described as a space rock band from London, England, started out in the late 60s. They're acknowledged as one of the earliest space rock groups, and this was Lemmy from Motorhead's band before Motorhead. So this is a great song, a great way to start the album after that introduction on the by the Diamond Mind, and this is probably why he chose this as the second song to sort of start the album, because Hawkwind used to open their show with it, and it's a great way to open an album. So track three is Epitaph for a Head. This was originally done by J.D. Blackfoot. It's a rock musician from Hawaii, Ohio, United States, who started in the early 70s and had a couple of hit singles. He won an award for his album, The Song of Crazy Horse. The name J.D. Blackfoot applies to both the singer and the group. So yeah, I haven't really checked this one out, but it's definitely a band that I'm going to check out, J.D. Blackfoot, and it's a great song. Track number four is Solid Gold Hell by The Scientists. So if you're a Monster Magnet fan, you may have, and you've got all their albums like myself, Solid Gold, Monster Magnet had already done a song called Solid Gold, and I had to go back and check that it wasn't the same song before I heard the album. I just had the list of song names. I was thinking, oh, Solid Gold, that's on the Four Way Diablo album. And it's probably just where Dave Windoff got the name for the song, was from this song that he liked. And it's, they're totally different songs, but it did kind of make me think, hang on, it's the same title. But this one is called Solid Gold Hell by The Scientists. The Scientists is a post-punk band from Perth, Western Australia. And they were initially known as The Exterminators, and then The Invaders. Some great names there. I don't know much about them, but it's a great song, and it's definitely one to search. What I'm definitely adding onto my playlist and searching for. So track number five is Be Forewarned by McCabe. It's Pentagram. It's from a band called Pentagram. Alright, a doom band from the United States, most famous as one of the key things of doom metal. The band was prolific in the underground scene of the 70s, producing many demos and rehearsal tapes, but they never actually released a full album until reforming in the early 80s, and most with an almost completely new lineup. Darker sound throughout the band's history, spanning nearly 50 years. The only constant member has been the vocalist, Bobby Liebling. Not sure if I'm saying that right. So, this is a great song. One of the first songs that came out is track six, Mr. Destroyer. And I think it was one of the first songs that released, or might be the first single. If they still do singles anymore, I don't know if you can actually buy singles. I hadn't thought of that. I don't mean you can buy them as a CD. Wow. So, Pooh Bah. This is by the original band. I'm not sure how to say it. Pooh Bah. P-O-O-B-A-H. Are a rock band from Youngstown, Ohio, in the US of A, which founded in 1972. sort of playing classic rock. Their first record, Let Me In, is a rare collector's item. So if you ever find the first record, Let Me In, it's $300 to $900. They released a total of 14 albums from 1972 to 2020. Blimey, they're still going. And the band gained more popularity through the use of their songs in the TV series Graves and the Hollywood film Josie. Track number 7 is When the Wolf Sits by Jerusalem. Jerusalem are a rock, of course, a rock band, a British rock band, not to be confused with the Swedish Christian hard rock band of the same name, who was performed a few years later in 1975. So track number 8 is just called Death. What a great title of a song. Just Death. It's by The Pretty Things. And the Pretty Things are an English rock band formed in 1963 in Kent. And they took their name from Willie Dixon's 1955 song, Pretty Thing. A pure rhythm and blues band in their early years, with several singles charting in the UK and later embracing other genres such as psychedelic rock in the late 60s, hard rock in the early 70s, and a new wave in the 80s. Despite this, they never managed to recapture the same level of commercial success in their early years. Track number 9 is Situation, Josh Fuzz. It was an American band from Houston, Texas, United States, who has been credited as one of the first models for the blunt sound of Texas hard rock and heavy metal. They were also mentioned in the article in the classic rock title, The Lost Pioneers of Heavy Metal. Track number 10, It's Trash, by The Cavemen. The Cavemen are a Nigerian highlife band consisting of siblings duo Kensington Oroki and bassist Benjamin Oroki, a drummer. This is track 11, and kind of shows you how diverse this album is, and not many people would use a song that's only came out in the last few years. I don't know if it was actually a big hit or anything. It's from a band called Table Scraps, and they're from Birmingham, UK. And there's not a lot on the internet about them. No one's written anything on Wikipedia, so there's nothing for me to search. So they're called Rock and Roll Freaks from Birmingham, but the song is called Motorcycle, in brackets, Straight to Hell. I call it Vampire Motorcycle because that's the line, Vampire Motorcycle. And it's a brilliant song, and you just kind of think, are you sure this is not a Monster Magnet song already? I couldn't believe that they didn't write this song. And so there is amazing. So this is a band that I'm definitely checking out, because I think it might be only a trio, or maybe the duo of a band. I really don't know a lot about them. In the video for this, you do only see two people, I think, but Dave Windoff talks about it on an interview, and he says that he phoned them up, or said that they can come and tour with Monster Magnet back in the day when they was touring, and they were saying like, but you have to play this song, Michael's Motorcycle, you have to play that every time you play open for us so you can hear it, because you'd only get to hear a few songs before the band would have to go on. So that was one of the that's what he said, you know. So that's kind of interesting. Track 12, Learning to Die by Dust. Dust is an American hard rock band in the 70s. The group only released 2 albums. They later became historical interest for two collectors of the early American heavy metals. So the last song in the album is called Welcome to the Void by Morgan. Was a English progressive rock band formed and disbanded in the early 70s. So yeah, that was the album. It's like I said, it's a great album. It's a really great cover album that I haven't really heard other bands do before. Like I said, this doesn't actually feel like a covers album. And if you buy the CD and look through it, it doesn't actually tell you whose songs they're covering. It doesn't give you any information about the band, which I find is quite interesting. And the album itself is amazing. It's this great artwork by Joe Tate, and you can check him out on JoeTateArt.com. That's his website. So some really cool dinosaurs. So yeah, I hope you go and buy this album. I'm a big fan. It's well worth it. You do need to buy it. Don't just go and pick one song. Buy the album, listen to them all, and you will not be disappointed. So thank you for listening, and hope you'll join me again on 19 Witches, where I go through and when I talk about more about rock music and other albums that I like. I'm not sure what one I'm going to do next, but if you want to leave a review and subscribe, that would be amazing. Check me out on Instagram at 19 Witches, and just let me know your favorite song, rock band. If you want to leave a review on Apple, don't write best podcast ever, anything like that. You know, don't tell the truth. Just write down your favorite song from your favorite band, and that would be so cool. So, catch you later.